Hey everyone, this is Mambo Sandy, and today I want to talk about something that is rarely, another subject that's rarely talked about because people get so caught up in the glitz and glamour in the spiritual community, in the spiritual journey. They get caught up in the glitz and the glamour, okay? And you know what they say. Everything that glitters is not gold, okay? Sometimes there's some fool's gold waiting for you, all right? And one of those things is that for whatever strange reason, in the past 7 years, I've noticed this surge of everyone wanting to become a priest or priestess, a Hungai Mambo, and it's not for them. It's not for them. And when some people hear this, they immediately want to lash out and say, well, who are you to say this? And, you know, you want to take the power. You want all the power to yourself. Darling, let me tell you something. There is no power, okay? What it is service to the Loa, to the Orisha, to whatever the spirits are that you decide in whichever section that you desire or is your calling, be it Sansei, be it 21 Divisions, be it Palo, be it Santeria. You have decided that basically as a priest, you are serving man. You are helping others, which means a lot of things will be put on the back burner. But see, what happens is many times people go to ceremonies and they see all the beautiful things and they see all the things that can catch your eye and make you think like, oh my God, this is for me. But let me tell you something. There's something you don't see. What you don't see is the back part of all of that, all of the hard work that went into doing that to put together a fete or a bembe or whatever. Okay? You don't see that. Because why? People don't take the time. Many people are just oblivious. And some things are not meant for you to see. And if the priest or priestess good enough, if they know their stuff, they do make it look easy. But there are so many things going on around you in that party that guess what? You would be shocked. To keep people safe, to keep the party in harmony, that's if you have a good priest or priestess that knows what they're doing. They're going to make it look easy as pie. And I'm here to tell you it's not. Being a priest, being a priestess, you have given yourself over to say, I'm going to serve man. And guess what? It is not an easy task. When you become initiated, you have taken on something that is going to have its ups and its downs. Some of us check out. My godfather told me, Sandy, you checked out of life, and it's time for you to check back in. Because when you become initiated, it's not just that's the last step. And some of the things that come at you when you're tested by the spirits, it's not easy. And you don't know how they're going to test you. You don't know what you're going to go through. Why? Because they're mysterio. Why? Because it's a mystery. Sometimes when people become initiated, things that are in their life get destroyed. And at that time, they say, oh my God, look, this happened to me. But if you trust in the Loa, then the Loa knows what's best for you. If you trust in your spirits, then your spirits knows what's best for you. But here is the thing. You must be cautious in who you get initiated by. Okay? Because just like the spirits will test you, if you get the wrong initiation and something that is not for you, your life can spiral out of control. Your life can become a living hell. That's not to scare you. That's to give you a heads up. To let you know that this is not sunshine and rainbows. You have people out there that could give a goddamn about your spirituality. All they care about is their pockets. Now, when I say that, let me make some clarification on that, okay? Yes, priests and priestesses need to be paid for their service because that's how they take care of themselves. They've dedicated their life to taking care of mankind, to serve the spirits. But it's another thing when people initiate people and they gouge them. And then once they gouge them, now guess what has happened? What has happened is this person is initiated but don't know what to do with what they have now. And their teacher or the person that did their, I'm going to say the person that gave them their ceremony, doesn't want anything to do with them anymore. So sometimes you have to be aware. Because we all have intuition. We just have to listen to it. But many of us don't because we're so caught up in what we want. What you want and what you need are two different things. Becoming a priest or priestess, you must understand you're going to go through more than others. So you can have an understanding of those people that are going to come to you. And another thing, when you serve the Loa, what happens is the Orisha, any of the spirits, when you serve, okay, you dedicate your life to service. And if they don't like somebody in your life, they will nicely be removed. Or they will just continue to give you a hard time. So basically, before you go run off and feel as though, you know, initiation is the route to go, or you want to become a priest or a priestess, if the person that you're going to is telling you no, you are free to get a second opinion or a third opinion. But if you keep running into a snag, there might be a reason why that's happening, to protect you from making a grave mistake. Because once your spirituality is out of balance, other things are going to become out of balance. That will start to manifest in the physical realm. Just like when you don't take care of yourself in the physical realm, you will not be able to tap into as much in the spiritual realm because things have to have some type of balance and alignment. And I learned that the hard way. Okay, the spiritual journey is not what you see people portray on TV or some of these, I'm going to say, sites that I see that make it seem like it's so perfect, it's going to be so easy and so fun. No. It's called a journey for a reason. It's called spiritual work for a reason. So take your time. Be ready to invest. And I say this all the time. Be ready to invest in yourself. Be ready to invest in your spirituality, because this is your spirit. This is your soul that you're dealing with. And I don't know about you, but I don't want any $9.99 specials. So, therefore, I'm going to leave you with that. If you have any questions, if you wish to reach out to me, you can DM me, direct message me on Facebook. But the best way to get to me is help@mambosandy.com. If you wish to book a consultation, you can do so in either one of the things that I just mentioned. You have a great day. And please feel free to reach out to me. Bye-bye.